Good morning. This is Morning Edition in Philadelphia. It's 5:31. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News. Despite more than a dozen of Pennsylvania's largest counties urging state officials to transition to a mostly mail-in election due to the pandemic, the Commonwealth will still be holding in-person voting on June 2nd. WHYY's Katie Meyer reports officials are trying to juggle poll worker shortages, administrative issues with mail-in ballots, and safety.
Nancy Nyland, an inspector of elections in Montgomery County, decided this week that she'll be sitting out the primary.
It was actually quite agonizing because I love working at the polls. However, I also have rheumatoid arthritis and I take medication for it, which qualifies me as immune suppressed.
Across Pennsylvania, other poll workers are facing the same dilemma as the primary election approaches. And county and state officials have to figure out ways to keep those workers and voters safe while not disenfranchising anyone. Officials from more than a dozen of Pennsylvania's larger counties have urged Governor Tom Wolf to move to an all-mail election. Montgomery County Commissioner Ken Lawrence says that's the approach he would want.
At a time when we're asking people to socially distance, at a time when we're asking people not to gather, you know, on election day, you're going to have hundreds of people coming to one location.
But Department of State officials say there are likely legal issues with moving to all-mail elections. Not to mention, this is the first election that a newly broadened absentee voting law is in effect and will already be stressing county election departments. A spokeswoman for the department says even sending an absentee ballot application to every voter would likely be too confusing, as some voters would probably receive duplicates. She says the department has decided the best approach is education. They're sending postcards statewide urging people to vote by mail. Katie Meyer, WHYY News.